Welcome to a new episode of Glee Chat, and it's the episode that maybe you've all been waiting for, or maybe it's just us that we've been waiting for this, because I feel like everyone's very excited. It's the surprise reunion episode of Glee Chat. I don't even know where to begin, but let's just start with who exactly is on this episode. So everyone's just going to do a quick little intro. By the way, it's your friend John here, if you haven't forgotten my voice from the 106 plus episodes that we've done over the last 5 or 6 years. And who else is on the show tonight?
Well, I'm the top of the list, so here I am.
That's
Mitch.
That's right. Hey, Mitch. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks.
How'd you get top billing, Mitch, huh?
Well...
It was alphabetical. Like whoever was like a confirming, I was just adding it, I think, but that might not be true.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So who's next? I believe it's Megan.
Because I was like, giving him crap about being top billing, even though technically, John, I guess you're top billing, huh?
Well, I'm only top billing on the agenda because I was writing it out there. So hopefully no one thinks I'm like putting myself first. It's really not like that. It's all good.
I'm just teasing. Hello, Megan. Everyone. Good to talk to you again.
It's so great to be back.
So great to be back.
Yes. And Megan, we're going to talk about your dramatic life change here in a bit, but don't spoil it just yet.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we'll move on here. Who's next on the show? This is exciting. I know who's on the show, but it's fun to be like, who's next?
I'm next. It's Caitlin. Hello.
Hey, Caitlin.
Hi, John.
How's it going in the deep south in the summer, United States summer? You have to be sweating a lot.
Oh, my God. It's miserable. I hate summer.
We were just briefly talking before the show started, and you were like, yeah, the temperature wasn't bad, but the humidity was terrible.
And then sometimes the temperature and humidity are terrible. Yeah. Those are the best days.
Right. Well, of course, it's not an episode of Glee Chat unless we're talking about the weather all over the place. So it's what it is.
Just so amazing.
Great to have you back on the show. Who's next?
It's me. It's Roxanne. Long lost Roxanne is back.
I know. Roxanne, you kind of pieced out of the show there for like the last year.
It was like college, you know, and life. It was just very hard to maintain.
Yeah.
But, you know,
you're going to have to just get back in the saddle a little bit more than the rest of us, maybe. Although
I know I'm very rusty.
I have to admit, I kind of was too. I was like, what is this Glee Chat we're talking about? Well, Roxanne, it's great to hear from you. And who is next on the show?
It's me, Jack. Hi, guys.
Jack.
How's everything? I suppose I'm representing all of Australia.
You are.
Natalie's not here. I'm usually one half, but I'm from Australia.
Yeah, Jack spoiled the situation here.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, gosh, Jack. I'm just kidding.
I'm out.
It's all right. Yeah, I guess I'll mention quickly that Natalie can't be on the show with us this episode. Unfortunately, she's traveling for Comic-Con and other things, but she did send us a little recording, so we're going to play that in just a second. But you want to introduce one last but not least host?
It's Jess.
Yes.
Who's that girl? It's Jess.
It's Jess. Hey. Yeah. Hey, Jess, it's great to have your laugh back on an episode of Glee Chat. I feel like I speak for all of us when I say we've all missed that laugh.
That's what I said. Thank you.
I missed it.
So let's go ahead first and play Natalie's recording, because we wanted to make sure that everybody was represented. It was basically, I don't know how this happened. I think we've recorded Glee Chat for like, what was that, 4 years? And there was like rarely a time that all of us could come together. And then last weekend, Mitch kind of brought it up in the group. And I was like, yeah, let's try to see who's available. And lo and behold, literally every single person was available right now, except for Natalie, who actually was maybe going to make it, but then couldn't at the last minute. But to have, what is it, six or seven of us here on the show, you know, it was just, it's just incredible that we were all able to get together here like this. So let's play Natalie's recording now, and then we'll start getting into the show.
Hi, Glee Chat listeners. Sorry I couldn't make the reunion episode. I was actually in transit at the time it was being recorded. I had I had tickets to something earlier in the day, and then we were actually getting ready to go to the airport to fly from New York to San Diego, where I'm going to be carrying, where I'm going to be covering San Diego Comic Con for Hyperbole. So, yeah, I'm actually sitting here right now with Karen. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
And I find it constantly hilarious that Karen was a Glee Chat listener back in the day, apparently, and that before she wrote for Hyperbole, that she listened to us on Glee Chat, and now she's here with me on Hyperbole, and she's one of the superpowers of Hyperbole, and we are doing other podcasts together. Yeah. So that's weird. So what did you like about Glee Chat, Karen?
It was my first ever podcast that I had ever listened to. And I just liked everybody's personalities and opinions, and it was really cool. It was also kind of my first fandom, which is a little embarrassing.
Glee?
Yeah.
I can't even imagine you liking Glee full stop. Like, I feel like you don't like it when people sing. I don't know. Anyway.
I love when people sing. I just can't sing myself. But it was the first place where I could go to, like, hear other people's opinions and kind of discuss a show that I really, really became obsessed with for a couple of seasons and then completely dropped cold turkey later on. But aside from that, Glee Chat was just really fun, and you guys read my comments sometimes, and that made me happy.
Oh, that's so crazy, because I just... She's told me this many times, and I still can't get my head around it because my memory is so bad. So I'm curious who else is... Like, my short-term memory of, like, where I know someone from is very, very bad. Like, apparently, again, Brooke, our friend, was, like, from Glee fandom and, like, used to see... I don't know about Glee Chat or if it was, like, on posts in, like, LiveJournal, but, yeah, she's like, yeah, I used to, like, stalk your comments. And I'm like, I don't remember. But that's fine. So I know there are a lot of people who still are hanging out, you know, in the group of people that I talk to regularly on the internet and all of that kind of thing who are from that. So I just have a bad memory of working out which ones are which from which place, like where they came from. But the fact that that's how Karen got her start with Hyperbole is fantastic.
And
so
it's weird to think that we kind of met through that versus Teen Wolf. Like,
yeah.
Teen Wolf did come after.
Yeah.
We had communicated before then about Glee and stuff.
Yeah, for sure. So I know that one of the things that the guys are talking about today is what they're doing now, and I think that Mitch and Caitlin have both talked there about what some of the stuff that we're doing, which is obviously our Buffy rewatch podcast, Rewatchable, which Caitlin's on and I'm on as well with Karen, which has been going for 75 years because we're doing all of Buffy and Angel. You can listen to that if you're a fan of Buffy and Angel or if you've never watched it before but wanted to. And then we also still do our Not Another Teen Wolf podcast about Teen Wolf, which is ending this summer. Basically, we're about to cover the last appearance of Teen Wolf at San Diego Comic Con, which is cool. Well, it's also sad. And then from the ashes of Not Another Teen Wolf podcast, again, I think Mitch has mentioned, we actually have a general pop culture podcast called Not About the Weather, because we kept the acronym, because we've made it actually come from the community that grew up around Not Another Teen Wolf podcast. And we literally just talk about stuff that we like and don't like. So if you do enjoy just podcasting in general and pop culture in general, it's a good one to check out if you're interested. So that is kind of what I'm doing in the pop culture world. I'm also still on Hyperbole, mainly covering Supernatural and American Gods, which are two, obviously, shows that are very different from Glee. Supernatural is interesting because the fandom is the closest thing to the Glee fandom that I have experienced in terms of actually interacting with other fans on Tumblr and stuff outside of Hyperbole, and the kind of anger and shipping and all of that kind of stuff. And I try not to get too involved because it breaks my head, but it's a pretty intense fandom. So that's also fun, I guess. Yeah, no, it's great. What else did they want to talk about? So I know there was a couple of questions in the document about characters and moments of Glee that we remember. one of them was, what was your favorite canon or non-canon ship and why? Honestly, like, again, there's so much about Glee that I was like, oh yeah, that happened on Glee, didn't it? I've forgotten. My favorite ships ended up being Quinn and Puck, and I'm glad that they got, like, an ending where he came through, and they both, like, basically turned from, like, terrible people into, like, quite awesome people, and I really like that. And by the end of it, Jesse and Rachel, like, I got so hung up on that being the only possible ending for Rachel if they were going to give her a romantic ending, that I was just, I've never been happier. Like, I would never been more relieved than when that ended up happening. So that was really good for me. Most gut-wrenching moment in Glee. I'm not sure. I mean, I think that obviously Corey's death colouring the final seasons of Glee in a real-world way is obviously a really big factor to play in. And that's unavoidable to say anything other than that. But in terms of the actual show itself, some of the stuff with Quinn and her parents, like when her father, like, left them, and that was kind of weird, that was upsetting. Blaine and his brother actually really got to me, even though that was, like, kind of, like, half farcical and then half really upsetting. And some of the stuff in New York, and I'm not saying this to be, like, bitchy, but, like, when Blaine basically took Kurt back, I think that conversation, it was a conversation they had in, like, a restaurant, and Kurt was just being, like, completely disgusting, and we were all just like, what the hell? Like, what is this, like, a conversation about him, them having sort of growing pains about living together, but Kurt was, like, super harsh. And, like, seeing him like that was really upsetting for me because I did love that character so much and he grew into such a nasty person. And the show never really acknowledged that. I'm like, this is being written, but do you realize it's happening? Because they outwardly made him a horrible, like, just act horrible. And seeing him like that in that particular scene, I think when, you know, Blaine's considering whether they should be together or not, or, you know, I can't remember if they've broken up or not, or if it's a moment that that they break up. But just seeing Kurt go so low really bothered me. So that was quite gut-wrenching. What else? Overall thoughts on Glee and Glee Chat returning. I think about Glee, like, nearly daily. Like, I really do. I haven't watched it in a while because it's not on Netflix and I don't have the whole thing on DVD. Maybe just on Netflix in America. I don't know. It's not in Australia. I've been considering watching it again from the start at some point and seeing, like, how it holds up. Basically, I just sort of... Sometimes I just can't believe that Glee was a thing that ever happened and also that it's over. Like, that Glee is not a current present thing in the pop culture world at the moment either. Both of those things, like the fact that it ever existed and the fact that it no longer exists, both frequently blow my mind, and I'm just like, Jesus, Glee happened. Basically, that's my main thoughts. I still, you know, as a whole, love it, and it definitely affected me in a way that no other show sort of has before. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at about Glee. In terms of Glee Chat returning, I don't know, everyone who's still on Hyperball who was involved in Glee Chat, I talk to, like, daily anyway, so it doesn't feel that weird. But yeah, the people who stuck around as regular contributors to Hyperball, I'm still in contact with. Apart from that, I'm a bit awkward with talking to people that I haven't talked to in a long time, so that's also interesting if they do more episodes of, like, catching up on people's lives. But yeah, I'm glad that people are still interested, I guess, and I hope that you like listening to this episode, and feel free to always come and talk to me about Glee if you want to, because I reference it constantly in anything else that I do, so I'm still on Twitter, and you can still find me. So, all right, have fun. Bye-bye.
So Natalie will be missed, and as a huge presence on the show over the years, we're sorry that we'll miss her, but hopefully, maybe, you know, we'll do another reunion episode. If you guys really love this episode and you really want us to do these every week, honestly, you'll have to pay us, but you know, the options are there. I feel like, you know, there's way more ways to pay podcasters now than there were when we were doing WeChat. So
I'd start a Patreon for this.
Totally. Yeah.
Once we get Squarespace, then we're set.
Perfect. Okay. So really quick, I just also want to mention everyone agreed to do this. However, it is the season premiere of Game of Thrones. So a few of you guys.
And then like 2 minutes later, we're done, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
I always fast forward at that part.
I do as well. And one yells at me when I do it, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mitch and I are
you
the
have to watch show. It tells you things about what's happening with depending on where they show you.
Yeah, at least the first episode you have to watch.
Right?
It takes
they add things to it, right? Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah,
Mitch and I are the only ones on the show who don't watch Game of Thrones, so we're like, yeah, we could talk all night. I didn't even know.
It's funny because you and I were the ones talking initially, and it just so happened that we didn't both watch the show. But I'm sure if I was talking to like Roxanne, you'd be like, no, this is not going to happen.
Yeah.
See, I'm still 3 hours behind, so I'm actually not missing. Yeah. So I'm actually not missing Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it's officially over on our
Oh, no.
So Jess and Megan, I think you guys are both interested in Game of Thrones. Were you able to DVR it?
We have HBO now. We don't have cable anymore. We cut the cord.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, we cut the cord too. And also, I'm only on season 4 of Game of Thrones, but I've had so many spoilers thrown my way. I already know lots of stuff. It's unfortunate. Stupid internet.
That's how I felt as well. I didn't watch it for the longest time because I felt like I knew like all of the major like plot points. But then I watched it and like I realized how naive I had been because it's so good.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm in the same way as you, Jack. Like, I've kind of avoided it, honestly, because it became such a bandwagon show that I kind of was like, oh, I don't want to jump on that bandwagon. But then
that's what I was like too, yeah.
And then I realized actually, like, everybody that I know loves that show. So I feel like it can't be that bandwagony if so many people love it that much. So I think I'll eventually get around to it. Eventually. Okay, well, let's talk a little. Well, by the way, we're going to do little updates about the cast of Glee, just to give a few little updates. We're not going to go into too many different things. Frankly, I wanted to make sure that the show was more about us than Glee, okay? Because we did.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about Glee, you can listen to the 106 episodes we did about Glee. and then we'll give little updates about us because, like I said, I think that's the more important thing. And so, Mitch, let's briefly just talk about the process of how you and I kind of organized this. I feel like we started back in April, but we couldn't get it to work in April. And then I just honestly kind of had to put it on the back burner because I had so much going. But how did this all come to be, Mitch?
Yeah, essentially it was really just like, hey, do you want to do this? And I think it was probably because, like, Jack, we were doing like a PokeChat reunion and I was like, let's just reunion everything. And then I think it was as simple as just like seeing if everyone was still like within like the Glee Chat radar in this group. And they were like, everyone was even that time, like we were trying to plan it out and it was just not going to happen. But then John was just like, I can handle this. So you just messaged us all and like literally just some magic happened where everyone was really free. Sans Game of Thrones at this 9:30 slot. So we were just like, all right, we're running with it. It's happening.
Yeah. I can't believe it. And honestly, I think everyone except I heard from Roxanne like the next day.
Yeah.
But literally you all got back to me within, I think, 20 minutes, which is insane when you think about when we were recording the show, like, you know, when we were doing it weekly, it was just sometimes people could be on, sometimes they couldn't. And I just remember there was always a lot of organization. So, yeah, thanks, everybody, for coming on. Oh, we're there's so a siren behind me. It's so Glee Chat typical to have a siren.
I hear it.
So annoying.
It's not the same.
I know. That's true. For a while, I was recording the show back in Maryland when I was living there, and there was a train, like, literally on the dot after Glee every single week. Okay, so I feel like this is so exciting. I don't even know where to begin, but I want to do little 2-minute updates on everybody. Tell us what you've done since the show has ended, what you've missed. Literally just tell us what's up. I know two of you have gone through major life changes, as I just teased at the top of the show. So feel free to like weigh in on that. And also, we were just talking briefly before we started recording where I was like, where does everybody live? I was saying that, you know, I know Mitch pretty well. I follow all of you guys on social, but I felt like Mitch moved a lot in like the period of 1 year. So as we started the show, I hadn't even had a chance to ask him. So Mitch could literally be my next door neighbor, or he could be on the other side of the world. I have no idea. So why don't we start with you, Mitch, because I'm sick of talking. So I feel like you should take over.
No, that's atypical of me that I'm just like, all right, it's time for another move. And it's always like motivated with something. This one was, I was in Seattle exploring like computer science and what that world would be. And I wanted to be like work at Nintendo, but then I was really sick from their mold. So I came back to Denver. I was only in Seattle for like 6 months, I think.
Wait, you were sick from what?
There's like a certain type of mold there that I was allergic to. And it just,
oh my God,
I would realize what would happen when I would go anywhere else, because I would go back to New York and I wouldn't feel that. They're pretty humid there as well. So regardless, I came back to Denver and I am now in a computer science boot camp as it is. So that's my life. I'm aiming for Google. So hopefully if people are listening to this in like a year, or if Google is listening to this right now, they'll be like, you know, A will give it to you, or B, wasn't that cute? Now he's in there. So that's my dream. That's my hope. We'll see how it goes.
That's exciting. Well, good luck with that.
Thanks.
How do you like Denver overall? Is it like a really cool place to live? I hear only amazing things about Denver.
The major complaint I have is the fact that my car was just totaled in a hailstorm.
What?
No. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Like, it's all turning out to be okay because I'm just essentially trading in my other one before it was totaled. It was like probably hundreds of dollars within totaling. So it's essentially totaled at that point. But it's lucky that it wasn't, because I got to trade it in then, as opposed to losing it. And I'm buying another Toyota. I love Toyota as the brand. But and they were very understanding. Everyone here, like, it was a big deal. They said it was like the most damaging hailstorm in Colorado's history. I'd believe that, like, in terms of money. Let's just say I will never live somewhere without either like a covered parking spot or like a garage, because this is too much. Like, this is such a stress in life, and like businesses closed, like a whole mall is shut down until November because they're still trying to fix it. And I'm just like, okay, really? Like, this is not normal. And I guess that's the thing. Like, that's not normal, and that's why I'm okay here, because I don't really feel like there's too much extreme weather. Like, we don't get tornadoes like you do in the East Coast. We don't get hurricanes. Right. Earthquakes don't really happen here. It's not like anything like that. Yeah. But hail is our thing, apparently.
Wow, that's intense. Well, like I said, it's not a Glee Chat episode without dramatic weather to talk about.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, thanks for that update, Mitch. Let's move over to Caitlin. Caitlin, how's everything going?
Everything is fine. I moved closer to Atlanta.
Okay.
And I have been teaching college for the last couple years. I'm working on a second master's degree right now.
Oh my gosh. Good for you.
And I got a dog, my sweet Gage, who people who listen to Rewatchable have heard many stories about.
Oh my God, what breed?
We think he's a mix of lab and border collie.
Oh, border collies are the best.
Because basically the rescue says he's a lab, and we work with a dog behaviorist because he basically has doggy PTSD. She's like, he's a border collie. So I'm like, he's probably a mix of the two because he's got features of both. But he came from a hoarding situation where they had like 40 animals on the property.
Oh my God.
And apparently he and his mother spent like all their time cowering under a porch.
Oh my God, so sad.
But
this would be a good time to plug. Oh, sorry. No, I was going to say this would be a good time to plug Adopt, Don't Shop, you know, for rescuing animals, there are so many animals. I've learned this just living in New York City, that are just stray and could use useful homes. And, you know, the whole, when you shop for animals, they breed those animals with like other animals in a confined space. And it's just, they breed them for their maximum cuteness. And that's just disgusting to me. So if you're looking to adopt or you're looking for a pet, I feel like you should always adopt. Would you agree, Caitlin?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Also, my last dog was a purebred and he died of cancer at 9, and dogs that are not purebred are less likely to have health issues.
So. Oh, I didn't even know that. Wow.
Yeah, that happened a little over a year ago.
Sorry to hear that.
Aww. Yeah. But my current dog, Gage, he's lying on the floor next to me. He's learning how to be a dog. That's what we kind of say. He was completely feral when the rescue got him, and he's working on being a dog. And he's a big scaredy cat of just about everything, but he's very affectionate and loving, and I like him.
Well, Gage, I just stalked your Facebook, Caitlin, and he's so cute. He's so cute. I can't with your dog. What's his name?
Gage,
sorry. Oh, so cute.
So maybe we need to retweet from the Glee Chat Twitter account a picture of Gage whenever you get a chance, Caitlin. If you could tweet one out, we'll retweet it if you're okay with that.
Of course. I'm pretty Very sure good. I've and, tweeted a lot of pictures of him already.
And Caitlin, you mentioned Rewatchable. Tell us about that. I mean, that's another hypeable podcast that you're still doing, right?
Yep. I am one of the hosts for this round of Rewatchable. We are currently in the middle of rewatching Buffy and Angel. We are in season 6 of Buffy and season 3 of Angel.
We're doing
one episode of each per week. So by the time we finish Buffy and Angel, Game of Thrones will probably be done and we could do Game of Thrones, you know, to bring that back.
So you're doing a lot of podcasting actually every week.
Every other week or so. We have we have a group of 8 people. We have 4 super fans and 4 newbies. And we have 2 super fans and 2 newbies every week talking about the episodes. And I don't know. Mitch, of course, is one of our
I was just gonna ask. Yeah, Mitch, what else are you doing?
Podcast wise, I'm also doing along with Rewatchable, as Caitlin was saying, I'm a newbie watching Buffy and Angel. But a podcast that you'll see a lot of Glee Chat friends on is called Not About the Weather Podcast. It's a general talk, like pop culture podcast. It skips the small talk is the slogan. And Natalie's is the forerunner of that, along with Caitlin and Karen and myself and Jack and Danielle and Adiana and Brittany. You'll hear like so many voices you've heard from other places.
Yeah, we talked about this before. I feel like the hypeable podcasters, we're all like very incestuous with our other shows, you know?
So basically, like we almost like said, like, if you wanted to think about Glee Chat After Dark, if we ran with that and we decided to make it like a different kind of thing, like, you know, it's separate from hypeable, but it's not that it's not of the same, I guess, quality as you're hearing from like Glee Chat and Rewatchable and anything else, because we learned from the best. So. Right. We learned together, so it's a really fun trip to go back and chat with everyone just in a casual way. And if you like tangents, literally that's all that podcast is, so take it or leave it.
That's amazing. I love it.
Yeah, isn't it? Is it the hype and the gripe of the week? You have to say something you love, something you hate in pop culture, and it gets heated.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's move on then to Megan. Megan, I was teasing you a little bit at the top of the show that you went through a major life change. I didn't want to scare anybody, you know? There's nothing terrible here to talk about. So why don't you tell everybody what's new with you?
Oh, well, I went through a major life change in that I pushed a human being out of my body. So, I have a son, and his name is Blake.
Oh, congrats.
Three now. Oh my God, not yet. He's not 3 yet, but he will be August 2nd. And it's freaking me out, man.
Oh my gosh.
He is hilarious. So
that's awesome. Yeah, I kind of stalk around on your social media, to be completely honest. And if you guys are friends with Megan or if you've seen her stuff, he is the cutest little boy in the world.
He's so stinking cute. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
He's starting to realize that he can use it now.
Oh, interesting.
So we're getting into some interesting times. But yes, he's very cute. Awesome. And he's pretty well behaved too. Pretty happy kid. So, and then my other major life change is I just got LASIK surgery. So,
Oh my gosh.
Super blind. I was really terrified to do it. You know, I kind of felt like I wish I would have been under something though, because they gave me a Valium, which I was like, thank God for this, but it was still like, I mean, the doctor said, oh, and your vision's going to go out like right now. And I'm like, what? Wait, what? And then he's like, oh, it's okay. It's just for another 40 seconds. Here, hold on.
Oh, my gosh. Bring on the panic attack. Like,
what? It's so terrifying because I did, like, seriously go blind. And I was like, oh. But it's pretty painless overall.
Yeah.
Uncomfortable.
And just to confirm, your vision did come back, right?
It did come back.
Okay,
and
good.
Still, like, I'm still healing. So yeah. I think I'm still getting used to just my eyes are really dry now. So. Mm-hmm. I'm like putting drops in as I speak right now. And,
multitasking.
Like if eye drops were crack, I'd be so high.
Well, I hope that you feel better.
Thank you. I'm glad you guys can see me because my eyes look a little scary. It looks like I got beat up because I've got like little red spots all over my eyeballs.
Aww. Well, just don't stare at the screen, you know, too much as we talk. Okay. Great. Well, let's move on to Jess, who also had a similar life experience. Jess, it's also great to have you back on the show like full time. And even if it's just for one episode, I know we're very busy at the end of Glee Chat as well. So welcome back.
Yeah, I know. I went from being on like four or five different podcasts to to life getting a little hectic and not being able to do any. So, yeah, since last time I was on Glee Chat, I've gotten married. We have a dog as well who we got from the Humane Society. She's our little white fluff ball and she's, her name's Daenerys Targaryen.
Oh my God. So you really weren't kidding about this.
Oh my God.
No, like I was not joking. We call her Danny, but if she had been a male dog, we would have named her Falcor because she looks exactly like Falcor.
She does. Oh, that movie is so sad.
But yeah, so last December, I also pushed a human being out of my body.
Is that after with now on the show?
After 40 long, long hours of labor.
Girl.
Oh my gosh.
She gets the longest labor award.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I am a mommy of a little 7.5-month-old boy, and it's the greatest and most exhausting thing I've ever done in my life.
I have to say, I don't know how you guys do it because I've been around some young kids this summer a lot and it drives me crazy. So I wish
like an extra reserve you have, like you just automatically develop extra patience.
Well, and and you learn how to function on like little to no sleep.
Yeah, but it totally makes you realize why sleep deprivation is like an interrogation technique and like why they use it to like mess with people because, man, it is no joke.
No, there's definitely been times at work where I'm like, you people must think I'm the biggest dummy ever because I'll go to talk to somebody and then pause for about 30 seconds while my brain catches up. I was going to say.
Oh my goodness. Well, that is very exciting news for both of you guys and congratulations for all of your amazing life successes. We'll have to maybe, you know, check in eventually on, you know, we have a whole like Glee Chat family expanding now, you know, like a next generation almost with these, these youngsters. Let's move on. Roxanne, what's up with you? I don't think you've pushed any humans out, have you?
No. Okay. Good. Now. I have not pushed any humans out. but yeah, let's see. Since last time I've been on the show, I'm older now. So I think when I started the show, I was 17, right?
Oh my God.
Yeah, you were definitely super young. Yeah.
Yeah, I was definitely 17. And now I'm 23. So a little bit older. And
now you can drink.
Yes, now I can drink. There's that. And so I graduated from college last May. And then now I work at a talent agency in Hollywood. I'm trying to become an agent, which is, you know, very long hours. And, you know, it's very fun, but tough. And yeah, so, and I just moved here 2 weeks ago. I moved to the city. So it's been
like right into Hollywood, you said, right?
Yes, yes. Well, I would say where I live is, well, there's this new show on TV called Hood Adjacent. I think it's on Comedy Central. And me and my sister, I moved with my twin. And we call where we live is Hollywood adjacent because it's like I'm on the border of like right where it gets nice and not so nice. It's like half a mile from Paramount. Okay. But like if you go the other direction, it's a little sketchy.
I know exactly.
So I say
where
I live in Hollywood adjacent.
Yeah. I actually was in LA last year. Was it last year? Maybe 2 years ago. And I stayed at the Paramount lot and it was very clear that like one direction was great and the other direction was not great.
Yeah,
and
I live right there, right there.
Oh, do you
like
really?
Western and Melrose. Yeah, Western and Melrose, where like the old historic Beverly Hotel is.
Yeah,
across the street. I live right there. So
oh, my goodness.
Very That's much crazy. There.
Oh, well, nice. Well, great, Roxanne. I love these updates from everybody. Let's move on. Jack, and just to confirm, Jack, you haven't pushed a human out of anything, right?
I don't think so, but I will double check and I will get back to you.
We'll tweet it out once we confirm. That sounds good.
No, I have not done that, but I suppose I'm like similar to Roxanne. When I first started listening to the show, I would have been like 15 or 16, I think. And I started the show when I was like 17. And now I'm nearly 22 and I am doing my last year of my undergrad at uni. I'm like still studying psychology as my degree. And for part of my like, well, I got into honors, which is great. And as part of that, I get to do my own research. So I get to conduct interviews and design my project and my topic area and all that good stuff. And then I will present it in the form of like my dissertation.
Yeah.
So even though like I'm on uni break now, I'm still pretty I'm still pretty busy, you know, doing all that so I can, you know, get it done before, by the end of the year. So
this might be a stupid really question. This might be a stupid question. Are you working towards your bachelor's? Is that what even it's called in Australia? I sound so dumb right now.
Yeah. So for like my like 4 years, that will get me like my bachelor of psychology. And that's completing my undergrad. Yeah. And then
and
like,
you have to do a dissertation for that?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Oh. That's usually reserved in the United States until your master's, I believe, right, guys?
I did a dissertation's PhD, thesis is master's.
Oh, right.
I did an undergrad thesis.
Really?
Honors programs do these.
Yeah.
Mine wasn't an honors program.
No, really?
We just had to do a capstone project.
Yes, I did a capstone. That's
which
right.
is basically an undergrad thesis.
Right. I'm stupid and forgot that. And obviously, I didn't do very well on it if I don't remember it. Well, that's
I think
great,
it's different
Jack.
Here, though, in Australia, because, like, I think it's different for Australia and for, like, the psych degree, because usually, like, honors is, like, a post-grad course.
Yeah.
But, like, because with psychology, you have to do your master's or do some kind of, like, alternate post-grad program to be a registered psychologist, they make honors a part of the undergrad. So I got accepted into that, which is great. And
that's
then hopefully
awesome.
I do well enough my honors to be able to do post-grad.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Well, very good. And I guess what I'll say is my little update is I am still in New York City. I am still at Oxygen. For some of you might remember, I moved here for that job. And Oxygen recently, you know, had the Glee project back in, what was that, 2011, 2012. I started right after season two of the Glee project ended. So I only got about a couple of months of residual Glee project excitement before we had to move on. But so Oxygen actually is now rebranding just this week. So it used to be all reality TV shows, but now we are turning into an all true crime network. Yeah.
Are you kidding?
No, it's happening. It's amazing. I love true crime stuff.
I do too.
Yeah, it's I had a feeling you did.
You know what? I have to just say, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I love true crime so much, and my husband knows it, that one time he was at the supermarket, and he got me, like, a Time Life magazine that was about serial killers, and he goes, here, I thought you'd like to read this, and I was like, oh, you know me so well.
That's hilarious, actually. Yeah, so, Megan, sounds like you're going to love Oxygen whenever we start to read, right?
Yeah.
You know, we've had Snapped on Oxygen forever, but now all of our shows are going to be true crime stuff. And my other like kind of full-time thing that I'm doing with Oxygen is I host a true crime podcast called Martinis and Murder. And Megan, I feel like you said you've listened to it, right? I think you said you liked it. Yeah.
I liked it, but the only thing I don't like about it is I don't have the martinis that you're making in front of me. Yeah. Like, they sound so delicious.
Yeah, and it's just, drink that show.
Just, I need to get energy in me to actually, like, try and make your recipes.
Look, Megan, you need to heal your eyes first, and then we'll get to drinks and martinis.
Yeah. Maybe that'll heal them. Maybe I'll just pour straight vermouth into my eyes.
Oh, that's a good idea. That doesn't sound like it could go wrong at all.
Uh-uh.
But yeah, so I do that. I also have another podcast that I started right after Glee Chat ended called Currently, and my co-host Darren Karp and I host that, and we co-host Martinis and Murder. So if you really miss me and you really miss this voice, then you can find me on two different shows every week. But other than that, everything's great. I can't complain. I'm having a lot of fun with my life. I have to admit, I don't miss Glee. Does anybody else feel this way? I don't know why. I love the show for so long.
Yep.
Yeah, I have a feeling a couple of us might. I hate to say that because I know everyone listening is a huge Glee fan, but I just felt bad. Like, I know, I did too. So tell me, Megan, a little more about why you don't miss it.
I don't know. I think there was not enough substance to it.
Yeah, especially
for me to really. Yeah, I mean, and I think I actually stopped watching.
I only
watched a few episodes, like when you had me back on. I was like, oh, I better watch this episode, and then I was like, I don't know what exactly is all happening here.
Yeah.
So blasphemy, I know. Sorry, guys.
No, it's quite all right. But yeah, I can't say that I missed it. I think it was just, it kind of hit its, you know, it was time for it to move on. And that's not a bad thing at all. I think, you know, we all had so much fun participating in the show and participating in Glee and Glee Chat or whatever. So, you know, it had its goodbye and we all moved on from it. But it is fun to kind of think back and laugh at some of these things. I know one of my really good friends is rewatching it on Netflix, and he's watching it like every night and like texting me questions. And I was like, if you have any more questions, you can find the episode that we talked about it on Glee Chat and listen to me there. I can't rehash this another hour every week for you. But does anybody here miss it? Like, I don't want to just completely hate on it. Like Mitch, Caitlin, Roxanne, do you guys find yourself missing it at all?
I wish I could say I did. So I still use Jack as an encyclopedia, honestly. Like, I just go,
oh, yeah.
All right. So, like, I know there's, like, a ship moment.
I'm
like
a bit dusty if you'd ask me stuff now.
A bit dusty.
Yeah, but, like, I go, like, is there, like, a song? Like, I'm like, Jack, I know, like, something I can't Google, really. Like, I feel like there was a half a song inserted in for, like, 30 seconds, Jack. Or I'll be like, when was Rachel the Grudge? And you'll still be like, yeah, okay. So that's kind of cool. Yeah. But, I don't find myself really, like, yearning to do it. I'm just going to bring on the haters, whatever. Bring them on. Let's do it.
I
have so many issues with, like, the ending with, like, clean in the end.
Oh my God, I haven't heard the word clean in years.
So it makes it difficult to watch the show because I think of how, like, the towel fight still affects me. And then they're, like, having a kid. No,
the whole show
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't either. I quit watching it after I stopped doing the podcast. I have no idea what happened at the end.
Well, you guys have good reasons. You were busy, you know, getting married and having kids. So, you know, might not be as much of a, you know, we should be a little more ashamed, maybe.
I do have to go, though. I'm really sorry, guys.
No problem, Jess. I know that you are busy, like I said, with your, you know, family life. So,
yeah.
Well, Jess, it was so great to have you on the show. And sorry we couldn't keep you the whole night. You know, it is like 10:30 p.m. now, but it was so great to hear from you. Any last words you want to mention before you sign off to Glee Chat?
I mean, just, as even though I don't really miss Glee that much, I do look very, very fondly back on the time that we did Glee Chat. It was a really good time in my life, and I had a lot of fun doing Glee Chat and all the other podcasts that I did with Hypeable, and I cherish those memories a whole lot. So thank you to everybody who made it such a special time.
Aw, yeah, so sweet.
It was great catching up with you.
Yeah, you guys too.
Okay, bye, Jess. Go watch Game of Thrones.
I will while I eat a pint of Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah, girl.
Bye. Bye, Jess. Man,
I need to go do that. I don't have any Ben and Jerry's, though. Dang it.
They gave us a $10 Ben and Jerry's gift card at work the other day because there's an actual retail store in 30 Rock. And it's like, why are you doing this in the summer when I don't need to be eating ice cream like that? But
this is like such a tangent, but like in Australia, because we still haven't got marriage equality, like Ben and Jerry's aren't letting people have like two of the same ice cream scoop
on their cone
because marriage equality, until marriage equality is like achieved.
I love that. That's wonderfully petty.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it, Mitch. Okay, well, let's move on here to some more things. Mitch was doing a really great job of keeping our social media strategy on lock for the last week. So, Mitch, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
We had a little bit of a Q&A with fans. We wanted to interact with you guys, and I guess Mitch posed some questions. Mitch, do you want to just take this over? Because I feel like you were in control of this the whole week. But basically, we posed questions and we wanted to hear what people thought. And I'm seeing in the document here a lot of familiar names from whenever we were doing the show.
Yes, of course. So I need to come right off the top and talk about the fact that our great friend Adiana did tweet us in with her first tweet ever to Glee Chat forever ago, and I told her that I would read out that tweet on air. I didn't find it, but she did write in and just wrote briefly when we first announced this. Adiana Quinones is at @Adiana_QZ. Reminder that my first tweet I ever sent to @Glee_chat, and it was a bad joke about Tina and Blaine, #2K13. So I just wanted to I wanted to start us off with that that we've had that kind of impact on
Vapor,
people.
Everyone. Vapor rub.
Yes. Oh my god!
It was probably vapor rape, unfortunately.
Yeah, sadly.
So as we're all warmed up into what this is going to feel like, a bit, I guess I did tweet out some questions, and I wanted to know how we all felt about them too. So
yeah,
the first question was a character based discussion, and it was asking what our favorite canon and non canon ship was and why. It seems to be leaning toward the lesbians, which I'm cool with because, like, yay for gay. So Haley at Hazebian is writing in with, favorite canon ship is Britannia because watching them helped me accept my sexuality / come out. Fave non-canon is Faberi. That is, of course, our beautiful Quinn and Rachel, which, yes. And at NerdyGeek77 wrote, fave non-canon ship Faberi. I saw a lot of potential. Fave canon ship Jesse and Rachel at the end. It was cute. And Finn and Rachel were cute. Rip.
Yeah.
The rip was from me. So then I wanted to open it up on the floor and ask who had like a heated ship they were still interested in. I brought up that I was like not for Clayne, and I can't really say anything more other than Twincest here. But Caitlin, did you have like a certain ship that like still sticks with you and you're like, I need it?
I am still an avid Sibylline shipper.
Yeah, that was mine too.
That's my ship.
Blam and Blaine. Or wasn't it Blam?
Blaine? I love me some Blam too. Okay.
Yeah, there were a couple different ones. There was what was Sibylline?
Sebastian and Blaine.
I was thinking Sebastian, of Sam when you said
Sebastian.
That.
God.
Is he the like villainous guy that's on the Flash now?
Yes.
Okay. I'm like, who are
these? Yeah, there were so many freaking characters on this show. Going back to the question, Mitch, does anybody else have one? I still
Sam
like
Sadies.
Sam Sadies.
I forgot about your Sam Sadies, Jack.
Always still my number one.
You came Sam back Sadies. To me. Yes, oh, that was a good one.
Least favorite, even though like I really hate Clayne, I like still can't get over how bad Sam and Rachel was in season 6.
Yeah. Oh god, I forgot about that.
So bad.
There's a
opinion.
Reason you're
but no, you're always Sam Sadies all the way.
Yeah. Mitch, what was that?
There's a reason Jack's our encyclopedia, because who else would remember the exact season? And like I didn't know that ship even like I kind of remember like him being sexy and all like greased up. And then she was like, I want to touch that, so she did. Was that it?
What?
Like, what was the actual ship? Did they actually do anything?
Sam.
And Rachel.
See, I'm still trying to think of who that is.
Megan, he was...
Yeah, there was a thing in season 6. That, like, ended, like, you know, they dated when they were both back at the school.
Okay.
You guys,
did they sing a song
I'm
together?
I'm, like, the oldest one here, so...
Megan, Sam was the blonde Justin Bieber-ish one from... Jack, what was the season 3 he came in?
He came in too.
Was he played by Cord Overstreet?
He was.
Yeah.
Oh.
Who has a new song? Did anyone listen or pay attention?
I haven't listened to that one. I saw he had a new song, though.
Yeah.
I missed it.
Yeah, but Lea Michele's new album is great.
She has another new one? Yeah, I want to get in. Well, I guess she has only two now, right?
I've missed both questions. Sorry, what was that?
Jack, she has a new... She's, like, into the new album right now, like, that already came out. I missed that somehow.
Yeah, it came out, like, 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Oh my god, that is so crazy. Maybe it was like the Comic-Con madness incoming that I was just like in D23 and everything. Like I was just like, I don't know, I can't focus on this. It's really less, good.
It's less poppy than her first album, which like I think is good because like she really like shows off her stunning voice in this album. So I would recommend listening to it. It's really good.
Is it more ballady? Is that what you would
Yes. call it? Yes, way more ballady.
Really? Okay. What's it called? I know this is bad to ask.
Places, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I know she wrote a lot of her first album, and that had some rough moments, but, like, it was emotional, so take it or leave it. Did it I feel like...
No, I was just going to mention, Mitch, actually, as you were saying, the emotional part of that is we are recording this on July 16th, which is only a few days after the anniversary of Corey Monteith's death, unfortunately. And, you know, I feel like a lot of that album that she recorded was, like, right after or during, actually, maybe.
Yeah.
No, the first album, like, that she recorded was, like, with him, like, when they were together. And then, like, then he passed away and she had already, like, finished the album. And then she went back and recorded that last song, right, Mitch? The, like, if really sad song that was directly about him. Yeah. and then, yeah.
That wasn't me saying, that's if so you say so, that's the song's so title.
I'm still so sad about that.
Yeah, it's horrible.
4 years ago.
Yeah. And, you know, my friend that's been watching the show, I was over at his place and he would have it on. And I was like, oh, my God, I have a whole new perspective about this. Watching those early episodes back, knowing now, like, you know, that he was eventually going to not be there. It's a whole different kind of perspective.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was basically like two different shows. Like,
yeah, it really was.
Was gone. It was like just so different.
Yeah. To the next question here, Mitch, I'll just take this one since it's right here. Yeah. What was the most gut-wrenching moment in Glee for you? Our friend Haley said the entire Corey episode in season 5, which we were just touching on. Also, when Santana got outed and they did the Someone Like You / Rumor Has It mashup. I kind of forgot about that. I actually forgot Santana was outed. That's interesting.
Yeah, by Finn in the hallway.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was definitely a very big moment for me, but I still think that it's Keep Holding On, probably, and also when Quinn's crying in the car, which I tweeted a GIF out about, which it took a long time to find, so I hope everyone appreciated that. But it's right before Shelby's like, I want your baby, and they do it, they get the baby to her, so that was all just sad, and I'm like, no, Beth. So I think that that's still, like, the core of the show to me, like, the Beth plot for some reason. Maybe it's because it's the first 13, I think. That's where it's, like, you know, it's really close to my heart.
I do have one. I didn't have a really good one with the ship one, but I guess I want to go all the way back. I believe it was season 1, maybe season 2, but the I Want to Hold Your Hand moment where Kurt's dad was in the hospital. That was, like, that still sticks out as, like, oh my god, I just remember, like, sobbing at my TV when that was happening. And, you know, I used to love to play the music that we talk about on the show, so why not just cue it up right here for us?
Oh my gosh, you're gonna make me cry.
Cry, Megan. It's good content. Yeah.
Anything with Michael O'Malley made me cry.
I know, that's true. You were a huge Michael O'Malley fan. When I say that something, I wanna hold your hand. Oh, sing it, Jack. I wanna hold your hand. Well, we won't go through the whole song, but you know, that scene was so beautiful to me.
I just realized that I'm still mad at Kurt listening to that from how horrible he got by the end.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, even in that episode, I guess he was coping.
To these episodes now, hey. Well, Cameron, we used to have like fights over this.
I think like Kurt's horribleness was just from the beginning. Yeah, and like he does get worse. But like we even have to even note that during that emotional moment that John loves, he was like, "I don't want your praying. Get out of here." And I get that he's coping with a horrible situation. But like your friends are there to help you and be nice towards you. You really shouldn't be like shouting at them and being horrible. That shows
Also talking about Blaine, right?
For you're saying he was like upset at Blaine and whatnot during
I'm saying I think Caitlin's saying that she's like annoyed at the way Kurt dealt with his grief. I think you're saying more so like how he was with Blaine, right? And like how that relationship turned out because Kurt was such a horrible person, right?
No, I think Caitlin is talking like you're saying, Jack. Like, yeah, it's legitimate that he's like horrible toward Blaine, but I'm saying also like his horribleness starts from the beginning of the show. Like, he was never a good person. He was never like a pure Muppet baby. He was always one, like, he was the corrupted one. He was always there on the dark side. And I have trouble watching the show, if not for Clayne, if also more for Kurt and the way that he treats his friends. And he does have some great moments. He does have, like, the Krofsky kiss is a big one. Like, that's a earth-shattering TV moment for me still. That's, like, the fact that they just, like, okay, straight character assumed, all of a sudden kissed like one of the main characters, like it blows your mind. It's pretty fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Let's move on to, because we do have a little bit more to get through here with some updates with the cast, but we do want to say one last thing. We posted a Glee Chat Facebook post that said, well, actually this was Mitch. Did you miss us? A hashtag Glee Chat reunion is in the works. And Mitch, why don't you take us through some of the reactions? Because I was very excited to see this many people.
You know, they should be excited because we are fabulous. So some of the names you'll recognize from over the years, like Carolyn Taylor. She wrote, "Wonderful news. We'll be chatting about the cast and their post-Glee careers. Tell us more." Well, we're telling you more now, and we are about to. People like April Williams wrote, "Yes, please." Amanda Huber, "Awesome. High five to all." And Lucas wrote, "Yes."
Yes.
Adrienne, I believe, wrote, "Yay." The two thumbs up guy. And then Andrew wrote, "Oh, snap." So this was a big moment for some people. Like, apparently, toward some, they say we got them through their high school experience. And
I mean,
think of how much like commute stuff we provided. That's a big deal, I think, for a lot of people.
Yeah, the Lady Ash says, "I still think of Glee fondly, but I don't rewatch beyond season 2. The pilot will always be one of my favorite episodes of TV ever." I agree. As much as we love to hate on Glee, I think that pilot episode was transformative in a way.
Yeah, you can't beat Don't Stop Believing, honestly.
Yeah. Okay, well, I did want to mention while we were talking about Lea Michele's music, let's talk about what Darren Criss is up to. I know he's been in, I think he was on The Flash, right? Flash fans?
Yep.
Yeah, I had a feeling.
Music Meister.
Oh, that's right. Music Meister. I forgot. And he's done a couple of other things, but I wanted to highlight his new album with his brother that he's done. They're in a group together called Computer Games, and you can stream it on Apple Music. I'm sure it's on Spotify. I don't have Spotify, but if somebody does and wants to confirm, that would be great. I love it. There's a song on it called Lost Boy's Life. It's one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard, and I'm not exaggerating. There's the lyrics and the music that and how they come together to give you this feeling about kind of this loneliness, I guess, that the narrator of the song is going through is just really beautiful in a way that most modern music and pop stars, if that's what you want to call them, kind of portray. So, you know, everyone knows I'm a huge Darren Criss fan, his music. Frankly, we are in the same vocal range, so it's very easy for me to sing along to him. So there is a little bit of bias there. But I will say, I really think you guys, if you loved Blaine and you love Darren on Glee, you should definitely check out their band. It's called Computer Games. Has anyone else listened to it?
Mm-mm.
No?
Okay, man.
You know, you think I would, but I haven't. This is the first time I'm hearing about this.
Oh, really?
I know. I'm a horrible person. I know. Wow. I'm like the worst.
Better
I haven't
hope he's
heard
not
about
listening,
this.
Roxanne.
I know. Yeah. Jeez.
What was it? Was it Dino Chicken Nugget Face?
Oh my God.
Dinosaur Chicken Nugget Face. I remember that. Oh my God. I do remember that.
Since, you know, like I said, I like playing the music, why don't I just play a quick little snippet of that? Because why not? I'm just going to fast forward it a little bit here.
YOLO. It's like super 80s.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you guys. Although, okay. I was only like 4 in the 80s, so.
I'm going to fast forward to the chorus because it's so good.
My gosh, I love it.
I know.
Sidebar. Jim and Chris was posing in some pictures in a Speedo. You know that?
Yes. Oh. Anyway, you guys can check it out, but yes.
It's so anthemic 80s. It sounds very much like Europe.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, sounds just like Europe.
The lyrics and the song with that 80s beat, it felt so nostalgic to me. I love it. You guys, everyone listening has to check it out. Let's move on to Darren's Speedo picks. I feel like that was definitely...
Oh my God.
Okay. Bloody hell. Like, thought of it and I was just like,
yes,
wow.
Thank you, Megan. Thank you for contributing such a big moment.
Some work. Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
I can't think of a lot of things, but I can think of that.
So I guess he's playing, there's a new movie Ryan Murphy's producing called something about Versace, you know, the designer who was killed. And I think Darren is either playing the love interest or I don't actually know. I should have researched that.
American Crime Story? He should be playing the killer.
Yeah, he's playing the killer.
The killer, that's what it was. Yes, I knew that actually.
That is such a sad crime too, because that guy could have been stopped.
Yes, that's true.
I'll be highly disappointed in Versace on the floor, but Bruno Mars is not in that whole
That
thing.
Is the worst song ever.
I know, but still, it needs to.
I love Bruno Mars, but that song is just like, are we kidding? Like, what is this?
It is a bit awkward, but the rest of, if you listen to it within the album, I don't know if you've heard the whole album.
Yeah. It fits the album, but it's just like, it's so, like, so cheesy, I think. It's just like, I feel like Paula Abdul should be dancing with a cat in the background.
With a cat.
Love that. So anyway, the pictures are out there. You can Google them yourselves if you're interested in checking out Darren in a Speedo. And if you listen to Glee Chat, odds are you do want to see those things. Let's move on to some uncomfortable news, though, because we haven't talked about this. I actually think that this might have started creeping in when we were finishing up Glee Chat, but... What do we say other than, you know, Mark Salling, who since we last talked, at least in some capacity, was accused of having child pornography, if you haven't listened or watched Glee since we last talked about it, of course, Mark Salling is Puck, just in case anybody doesn't remember. He had a court date this spring, but I can't find any information about it whatsoever. I looked on his Wikipedia. I looked for news results. I Googled as much as I could for as long as I could feel like doing it. But
there's nothing. There's nothing out there.
Yeah, it's so weird because usually you'd think, you know, such a recognizable name on a recognizable show, they'd be all over it. But
I'm
not sure.
Very recognizable though. Like, and nobody watched the show like after season like 4. You're so, right. You know.
Yeah, that's true. So not sure what he's up to. It's really too bad. You know, I feel like everyone really liked him and that character at least, you know, and then he did kind of fade out a little bit in those last seasons. And then for this to happen, it just sucks for the show and for us as fans, you know, that there's such a shitty person connected to the show like that. But I don't know. Did anyone have any questions? Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, we'll move right along. As I mentioned, Leah Michele recently paid tribute to Corey Monteith, who died on July 13th. We're just recording this a few days later. So that was kind of news. I know that she did some kind of like, I didn't read it all, but a date night, or she paid some sort of tribute in that way just a few days ago. So it's interesting that, you know, she's moved on with her life, but she always takes a moment to recognize him every year. So, you know, just something nice to think about.
I also think back to how she was just very keen on moving forward with the production, because I think she approached it in the most mature and logical way that you possibly can in a very horrible situation. Right. She was like, I want the cast and crew to still like be able to go home and feed their families. They're not stopping this because of my grief or because of their own grief. She's like, I'm going to decide for us all that in his name and his honor that we're going to continue on with the show, you know, as close to production as we were originally planning.
Yeah, right. Jack, I think that,
like, separate from like Corey and whatnot, I think like in career wise she's doing okay. Like I said, her new album is like pretty well. I think it did semi okay. I don't think there's like a major hit on like, I mean, I don't listen to the radio, so I've got no idea. But like, she was on Scream Queens.
I was just gonna say, season, yeah,
which was Scream. Like, I would defend season one of Scream Queens, but season two was like utter garbage. Like, it was so bad. I only watched the first like two or three episodes, and I was like, no, thank you.
I actually liked the first season of Scream Queens. I did too.
It was just silly and campy. She was definitely the best part about that show. Like, she was playing such a different character to Rachel, and like her sense of humor and her timing was like so good.
I totally agree. Yeah, I was covering Scream Queen season one for Hypeable. So I was doing like, oh my God, like content all week and then the recap at night. And then I don't know. By the end of the season, I was like, I told Andrew at Hypeable, I was like, just so you know, I can't do this for another season. This was fun. I enjoyed it while it lasted, but another season of this, I don't even think I watched the second season. Was it, you said it wasn't that great, Jack?
Oh, I only saw the first like two or three episodes, like if that, and it just wasn't funny anymore. Yeah. You know, like it just wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't good.
It got canceled, didn't it?
I think they finished the season, but like I don't think it's like coming back at all.
Yeah, she's been cast in a new show.
I was just gonna say that. Yeah, I don't remember what show it is though. Yeah, Jack, look that up, and then we'll move on really quickly because I do want to mention Heather Morris. She was recently on Dancing with the Stars, which was
interesting. That seems like such bullshit, to be honest. Like, she toured with Beyonce. Now she's like going to be a celebrity on Dancing with the Stars. Like, okay.
Yeah, I never understood that. She's a professional dancer. Isn't that like illegal? Isn't that like a recording artist it's going illegal, on American Idol? Like,
yeah, but they did it.
Did she
win?
No.
No, I didn't think
so. Okay, well, there you go.
It also could have been that she was almost like, what if she didn't have the best dance partner or they didn't have the best chemistry? I think that's still up in the air. But yeah, it is a big deal to be like, okay, I'm a professional dancer and I'm on Dancing with the Stars, which is the whole premise is to be like, I'm a star who doesn't do dance, not I'm literally a professional. I've done this my whole life.
Yeah.
Right, she's famous for dancing. Totally. It's like, what?
I found Lea Michele.
Yeah. Okay. She's in a new show called The Mayor, which I actually watched the trailer for that and really enjoyed it. Like, it was months ago. I completely forgot about this. Like, as far as I can remember.
What was it called? Sorry, I missed it.
It's called The Mayor. It's going to be on ABC. And as far as I'm aware, I think it's
with Yvette Brown.
Yeah. And like a young black, like artist, I think, like runs for mayor as a joke, and then he like wins, and then like I think they enlist help from Lea Michele because she's like knows a lot about the politics, and then like it's a comedy, and yeah.
What kind of role does she play? Do you know?
No, she looks like she's the mayor's assistant. Okay. It got picked up already, so they got a first season order. So nice. That's
yeah. There's a trailer. It's really funny. I watched it. Like,
the pilot got picked up and everything. It looks good.
Interesting. Well, speaking of Lea Michele, let's talk about Naya Rivera, because she released a book called Sorry Not Sorry. This was back at the end of 2016. And there were a lot of different things that she talks about, including, you know, she had a secret abortion, a high school boob job. She talks of, this is from E! Online, by the way. These aren't my words. Corey Monteith, of course, and Mark Salling. Salling, I should say, Big Sean and Ariana Grande, which there's a whole love triangle thing going on there. But I wanted to mention what she said about Lea Michele, because I thought it was interesting. She says, you know, in the book that her rivalry with her was real, but it was a bit overblown. She says, one of the Glee writers once said that Lea and I were like two sides of the same battery, and that about sums us up. We are both strong-willed and competitive, not just with each other, but with everyone, and that's not a good mixture. As the show progressed, though, that friendship started to break down, especially as Santana moved from a background character to one with bigger plot lines and more screen time. I think Rachel, Leah, didn't like sharing the spotlight. Ooh, this is juicy. I feel like I should read the rest of it because it's worth it.
Yeah.
Quote, on top of that, she had a hard time separating work from our outside friendship, whereas it was a lot easier for me. I'm not offended when people offer feedback or criticism, and if things get heated on set, I try to keep perspective. We're all stressed, yes, but we're all working toward the same goal, so laugh it off and keep it moving. Leah was a lot more sensitive, though, and it seemed like she blamed me for anything and everything that went wrong. If I'd complain about anyone or anything, she'd assume I was bitching about her. Soon, she started to ignore me, and eventually it got to the point where she didn't say a word to me for all of season 6.
Ooh.
Leah and I definitely weren't the best of friends, and I doubt we'll ever sit on her... And I doubt we'll ever sit on her couch and eat kale together again, but the rumors of our feud were blown out of proportion.
That's because kale is nasty.
That's a good point. I think we did touch on this a little bit when we were recording the show, and I think it's interesting to finally hear what Naya at least has to say. I'm not sure that Leah Michelle had a response to that, but interesting.
I don't think Leah really cares, like, because at the
probably
end of the day, like, yeah. Leah Michelle and Rachel was like the main character, the biggest star of that show, and like,
right.
I wouldn't be surprised if that got to her head, but like, if anybody tries to like come for her and like, you know, take her down a peg, it's not going to work, because at the end of the day, she is the biggest star. So, you know, whatever. That's
true. Well, Naya
Rivera was on RuPaul's Drag Race as a guest, which was really cool, because that's like my favorite show ever. Yeah.
Right.
It's really
How
good
was episode. She?
It was good. She was funny. Yeah. She was a really good judge, actually, because you can be hit or miss with like celebrities like that, but it was good.
Yeah.
Even though like she was there to promote her book with like, Sorry Not Sorry is the dumbest title ever.
I agree. It's like, yeah,
it just sounds like a petty teenage like
hashtag.
And honestly, the way she's written and the way like that read when you were reading like her description of the feud does make it sound like it's like a high school teenage.
Exactly. Teenage. Yeah,
it sounds like a burn book, like from Mean Girls.
Maybe it was just like a comp title and they never dropped it.
Yeah, that's a good
like book. A spec title.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder, so this was our first, I guess, kind of tell-all book. We're still waiting for Chris Colfer's, because we know he hated, like, everything about, like, everything on Glee. So I wonder just how much longer we have to wait until he really just stops making fiction and makes a little bit of non-fiction for us. That'd be kind
of feel like he won't do that, though. He seems a little bit above this.
Yeah, this is still kind of low. It's like, I shouldn't be wanting this, because I know it's trashy, but it's so juicy that I can't help
it. Well, it's good. It's good for a podcast, you know?
Yeah, but these are real people's lives we have to acknowledge, right? You know, like, this isn't just entertainment, like,
it's
you know.
It's hard sometimes.
Yeah.
It is. It's hard to to not fall victim to the entertainment world's gossiping, but it is what it is. She released the book. We didn't release it ourselves, and we're just talking about something that she's promoting, I guess. So that's we're doing our job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I'm so glad I'm not famous. I don't think I could handle it.
No.
Definitely not. They'd have too many naked pictures of me because I just forget. Like, do you guys ever think about that? Or like, if I was famous, like, I leave the lights on at night and sometimes I'm just like walking into the living room and I'm like, oh my God. But I don't know. It's just, that must be
a whole thing. We wear clothes, Mitch. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, some of us wear clothes and are dignified, Mitch.
No, I definitely flash the neighbors. I'm sure I do. I don't really care.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, would I be the kind of celebrity that would be like, sorry, not sorry? Or would I be like, no? You know.
Well, maybe one day we'll be lucky enough to find out, Mitch.
Oh,
you know,
I can't wait. It's gonna be wonderful.
Well, unless
Mitch's nudes.
Yeah, exactly.
Hell no.
Well, unless Glee Chat is getting another season on Netflix, this could be one of our last ever episodes of Glee Chat.
You mean
it never will? It will never get a Netflix show. No one cared about the show enough. You know, like, and the thing is, like, with like. Okay, this is my, like, sense on this. Like, I think revival culture and, like, reboots and sequels and stuff are so in right now. But the thing is with Glee is that, like, they basically had a reboot in the middle of the show. You know what I mean? Like, they had, like, the new cast and the new direction and stuff. Like, oh, I didn't even plan that. How a new direction? And then, like, so
storyline could be a reboot of its own.
Yeah, so, like, doing it again, like, it wouldn't make any sense. You know, I don't think anybody would really care enough to rewatch it. Like, yeah. You know,
it's so weird because, you know, in those first two or three seasons, it was such a huge cultural phenomenon. They went on a world tour, for crying out loud. You know, people that go on world tours aren't just some random TV people. And it just seemed to all crash down right around season four. It was so weird.
But like, no, but here's the thing. I feel like, okay, if like Full House and Roseanne can get remakes, Glee will eventually get a series order on Netflix, you know? Like, yeah, there's too much money in it. Maybe it won't be this time around, but yeah. Say like 10 years from now. But
that's what when, I was going to say is, sorry, not to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, go for it.
No, I was just going to say is, who would have ever thought Full House would get, you know, like you were just saying. And the reason is that 10 years, 20 years later, there's a group of people who are now older that are like, oh my God, remember when we did that and we went to the world tour and oh my God, remember, you know, how amazing this was. Maybe in 10 years, there's going to be a whole generation of people that will, you know, be listening or, you know, be wanting to watch it again. I think that's what it is. It's just a matter of demand and going to what Jack was saying, you know, it's just like, yes, right now that wouldn't happen. Not even in the next maybe 5 years, but who knows? 10 years from now, there could be kids that have been listening all along and just want to watch another season.
Yeah, but I think that that would probably be like, I don't know. You can't do like a Fuller House thing because I don't think the cast is going to care to come back. I think it has to be like Degrassi, yeah. The new generation.
Well,
and it's also going to feel like a knockoff because it's just not going to have the same like
the show.
Well, I think it all depends on where everybody is at that time. Exactly. 10 years from now, people might need money. They'll be like, yes,
not only bring it back. I think that there is one storyline that would bring fans back and the interest back, and that's Blaine and Kurt. And even though Caitlin hates them, Caitlin, feel free to scream at me. It's okay.
Forever hatred of that.
You will not be watching the Klain spinoff. However, I do think that, you know, if they positioned it the right way, and especially with Darren Criss, because you know he'll stay popular for a while at least, or at least have some kind of draw, I think they could really reboot this show if they really wanted to. So Netflix, if you have the money and the interest, it could happen.
See, I would be shocked if Chris Colfer would be.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be interesting. Who knows where people will be financially at that time, you know? I feel like that's how a lot of these reboots get made, because people need a paycheck.
I think you need to take into account, like, the last episode as well, and how, where they all ended up, you know? Would they do it, like, within like that time period or after? Like, I don't know if I want to watch a show about like their kids and stuff. Like, I wouldn't.
Yeah. I definitely would not. Yeah, that's true. All right. Well, we are.
Though, is it like? Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead, sorry. Jack. I don't want to cut us off too early.
I don't know. Like, I know that like we're looking back on it with like, oh, whatever, she was Glee. But I think that like, even though we don't necessarily miss the show, like we said at the start, like it was such a like great time doing Glee chat. Totally. And just being immersed when Glee was on and all the new. I will forever miss the new music, like all the music that comes out too. And like all the performances. Like, it was still a really good show, but like, It was what it was, and I don't think that like it needs to come back, and we can just appreciate it for like when it was on.
Yes, no. I don't ever find new music anymore because Glee was how I found popular music.
That's such a good point, Caitlin. I hadn't even thought about it like that, because that's, I'm like, why don't I listen to music as much?
Well, like, that also, like, there's that new show that's coming out, like Josh Radnor's new TV show with Drama High.
Oh yeah,
it's like Glee but different. I feel like there's so many more musical type things happening in LA now, like La La Land and you know, all of these like Fox specials and ABC specials and Peter Pan Live. I mean, I will always like Glee for the fact that it turned a bunch of people on to theater, something I've always loved,
Yeah, and like Glee, like what it was with like storylines and all that drama and stuff. But at the end of the day, they had fantastic performances and fantastic music. Yeah. So you've always got that, you know, and I always still listen to Glee music. Like, I still always got it on my playlist. So
Me too.
Definitely like Lea Michele's songs. I wish they came out. Do you guys remember when I was asking for character-based playlists on iTunes? Because I think that that would be a big selling point, that people could buy just songs that are from their characters, like all of their solos and whatnot. I mean, like, it's not like the wikis don't already have that really nice and compiled already. It's take the cash grab. True. I feel like that would still be like,
when I have time, I'll make them.
Yeah.
Jack will make them and you'll make the money.
I'm actually considering, like, I mean, this is maybe something we could talk off air, but I wouldn't mind, like, doing a top 25, like, songs and, like, chucking on Hyperbole or something, or, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I know I don't work Hyperbole, but John like Austin.
All time.
Me or Mitch. Somebody will do it. All right. Well, guys, this has been so much fun. We only lost Jess, so I think we did a good job over the last hour and a half or so. I guess any last words before we wrap up? I'll just say thank you guys to everyone who listens. I know every once in a while I'll hear a Glee Chat fan chime in on Twitter or something and mention that they miss the show or they're listening to one of my other shows. So, you know, currently Martinis and Murder, check out those podcasts and thanks for supporting us all these years. We loved doing it. And, you know, doing this reunion episode was actually really, really exciting and really fun. So I really appreciate it. Let's go down the line. I don't know, Jack.
Oh my God, I'm first. Someone else go first. I don't know what I'm going to say. Someone else do first.
Okay, Mitch.
I'd like to say that I appreciate the impact that the show's had on my life and on, as Roxanne was saying, everyone in America becoming more interested in theater. I do think, yeah, it's a lot to do with like Peter Pan Live and Grease Live and whatever Hairspray. I feel like that it brought theater to your home in a way that hadn't happened before in like such a mainstream drama. So that was cool. Yeah. And I'll keep my ear to the ground and see if there's anything Glee related up and coming. If there is Glee, the new generation, I will absolutely write Jack first because I think you're the one that I could bitch the most about it with, but then also be the most excited about it with. Cause I think it's still like, yeah, it's probably in the works. It has to be, there has to be someone discussing this. And if so, like, one can only hope that Glee Chat will come back full time and totally get all into it and
yeah, whatever else we did. Yeah, we should mention that if you are interested in having Glee Chat back, let us know how much you'd be willing to pay us in a Patreon account. Because if that's the case, I'll gladly come back and dedicate an hour a week for the show.
But what would we do?
Like, what would we talk about?
Yeah, I'll even relearn who everybody is for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Would we just watch the episodes all over again? Would that be the thing?
I know. Could we do that? I don't think I could do that. Mentally, even if you paid me $1 million, I could not mentally do that.
It'd be a struggle.
I think considering just watching it on in the background, like while I do other stuff.
Yeah. That's interesting. Like, we just talk while it plays in the background.
Glee's had its place in my life, but it's almost like I'm ready to move on and not. So maybe if there's like some new stuff out of it, that's where I'm saying. Like, but I feel like going back and rehashing all of those moments, it won't get us anywhere. It's pretty much just like, oh my God, did you see that gif of like that background character talking to the other background character? That's what our discussions became, because the rest of the show really was just like,
yeah. Well, Caitlin, what about you? Any last words?
And that's what you missed on Glee.
Oh, good one. Or that's what you missed on Glee Chat even would be good too.
Also true.
Also true. Okay, Jack, we'll make you go last. So let's go over to Roxanne.
My goodness, final word. No, it was so fun getting back together and talking to you guys again, even though I kind of tapped out there at the end. But yeah, no. Always look back on Glee Chat memories very fondly and just, you know, being able to talk about, honestly, like TV in such a critical way for so long has been very, I don't know, never watch TV the same again. You know, you totally. Just always look at it in a deeper level.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I don't know. It's been fun.
I totally agree. Well, Roxanne, you'll be able to go watch Game of Thrones in just a second. It's all up to Jack. Jack, what's left for you to say?
Yeah, I suppose like looking back on Glee, and Glee Chat, like it was really like such a special time. Like I was always excited for when a new episode would come out and then to, you know, listen to you guys and then actually record with you guys.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like, it was just such a great time. And even though we look back at the show with a bit of like semi hatred and, you know, confusion and drama, it was still such a like important time for my life and for, you know, just, it was great to be a part of Glee and Glee Chat. And yeah, so thank you. And it was great catching up.
Jack, I love you.
Aww.
I love you, Jack.
Well, that it also looks good on a resume.
It sure does.
It sure does.
Talk for 2.5 hours about Glee.
You know, I was just actually talking to somebody. I was like, a lot of the success I've had in my life and career could actually be pinpointed back to Glee Chat, but I don't want to give it that much credit. So I feel like I have to just appreciate it for what it is. That's my idea of it. Yeah. Anyway. All right. Well, that's it. I guess that's it. Everybody, we can all say goodbye. Megan. Oh, wait, who? Megan, I'm sorry.
Oh my God. Our F-bomb angel. Don't you dare forget about her.
Yeah, bye. Okay.
No, I'm so sorry. I was thinking Jess, because Jess left for some reason. I was thinking like that we got everybody. Okay, I'm sorry, Megan, please.
Apparently I should have left with Jess.
No, you shouldn't have. You should have stayed here with us. I'm just terrible.
It's okay. Don't worry. I actually really, really liked all of my time on Glee Chat. I really miss the friendships that we all developed. I miss all the friendships with the fans, too, interacting with fans. That was a lot of fun. And so I'm sorry now that I have a child, I've kind of like cut you guys all off. It's nothing personal. I just like, I'm scared of people like Mark Salling getting around my child, you know?
Oh my God.
That's totally understandable.
Yeah. But no, and it's all been in good fun. And it was really fun catching up with everyone today.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I feel stupid. So, Mitch, why don't you sign us off since you're clearly the one who knows how to control this thing?
I think it adds a nice little comedic element to the end of the show. So
I agree.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening to Glee Chat. Maybe we'll be back for Glee Chat, the next Degrassi edition, whatever they come up with. But in the meantime, we're all going to sign off. And the way we're going to do that, everyone, is via the original doc order, how we introduced ourselves. So, first, John, to give you a hint.
Okay. Bye, everybody. Don't forget to check out Currently and Martinis and Murder. I'll miss you. Bye.
Goodbye, everyone. I'm Mitch. Listen to me on those hypeable things and that not about the weather thing.
Goodbye, everybody. I'm off to, like, you know, wrangle a toddler or something. This is Megan. Bye.
Bye, everyone. Listen to Rewatchable and the soon-to-be relaunched Hero Hype.
Ooh.
Ooh. Teaser. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, is it me next? I don't know. Okay.
It is.
Ta-ta, everyone. I will chat with you all soon.
Bye, everyone. I'm Jack, obviously. Wish me luck for my studies. And, hope I don't die.
What a great way to end the show.
I mean, die with given stress.
Yeah. All right. Bye, everybody. Bye.
This is some fun stuff we just talked about before we recorded. I thought y'all might want it. I know that you're probably sad that Glee Chat music's already playing. So here, it's just us playing. Everyone else is still here, by the way, on this. So everyone else,
hi.
Say hello. Hi again if you want.
It's us.
We did say goodbye.
Hello.
But
hello.
Bonus content time. So enjoy that.
Creeping.
Definitely let us know if you want us to be on Patreon and give us money. Okay, bye.
Bonus content now.
I'm so excited about this.
Good.
Caitlin, are you dying in the heat yet?
Always.
It's not humid here, but like, I get that.
We went to the Braves game last night, and the temperature wasn't bad, but it was so humid. I sweated out like 2 water bottles worth of water.
I believe it.
I just kept drinking and drinking and nothing. I never had to go to the bathroom.
Didn't your fibro act up last night too?
Oh my God. Seriously.
It's horrible. Does it like
I think worse? I'm here.
Oh, hi, Megan.
Oh, there's Megan.
Hey. I gotta hook up my microphone though.
Oh, this microphone sounds good.
Does it usually flare up in the humidity, Caitlin?
Huh?
Does it flare up in the extreme humidity and heat?
Not necessarily. It just kind of, with weather changes or extreme weather, and we've been having a ton of rain. So I think just the constant low pressure has been bad on it.
That is no good.
That's how I get too. Whenever it's like real rainy for like a week, my whole like brain starts hurting and I'm like, why am I alive?
Do you get like tennis elbow?
No, I don't get tennis elbow, but like my brain just hurts. I feel like my head is just in constant congestion.
I told my friend all about CrimeCon. She was so excited.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's like, people that like murder just like me.
I don't know. Can you guys hear me?
Hi, Megan.
Awesome. I'm so sorry I'm late.
No, it's all good.
My computer forgot all about Skype.
Yeah, I know. I had to like drag my old computer out from like under my bed just to get this to work. And I was like, because I just use an iPad now, but I can't plug it in with my microphone.
That's so why I have no little picture.
How about that That's MacBook true. Bit the dust, John? It's still working?
Well, it's still working, but I can only basically use like one program at a time.
That's horrible.
And so tonight it's Skype, so we'll see how that goes.
Jack, were you able to get the recorder going on your end as well?
Sorry?
Recorder? Skype recorder?
You're going to hate me. I forgot to download it.
I hate you.
I can maybe do it quickly now, but it might take a little bit.
Jess? Do you used to do that?
Do I what?
You used to have a Skype call recorder on your computer?
Nope, I never did that.
Oh, you just lost Caitlin. Hey. Roxanne, did you?
Wait, what? No, I'm on my phone, by the way.
Okay.
And I don't think I've ever recorded anything.
Yeah, no.
I so could Mitch, try.
Mitch, are you doing it or you just need a backup?
I am doing it, but yeah, definitely a backup.
Well, I'm only on the Skype, like the web app.
Mm-hmm.
Would it let
Skype
me
has a web app?
It does.
Yeah, because I like didn't have time to download the whole shebang.
Yeah,
Megan, you can do system audio or like Safari if you're using a Mac. It only doesn't let you do Chrome. But did you ever use that Skype call recorder?
No, and of course I'm in Chrome.
Oh, wait, I got an idea. Wait, let me look and see if I have enough to be dangerous. Hold on. Yeah, sorry I was late. Some friends of mine are moving to Texas, and we're having like a big party, going away party.
Jeez, it's totally fine.
Okay.
Hi, Andrea.
I've got maybe something. QuickTime might let me read. Oh, yes. Okay. Oh, I can do a new audio recording with QuickTime.
I think it's only doing yours, unless it's doing system audio, which I'm very impressed.
Oh, yeah.
But then it might not record yours.
Let me test it.
All right.
So,
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Glee Chat Reunion. Talking about Glee.
Everybody talk.
Hello.
Talking.
Yeah, I'm going to test it.
Is Game of Thrones like right now?
Yes.
Oh yeah, it's like almost over. Oh my god,
sorry. Look, all of you said 9:30, so don't even blame it on me.
I have to wait till tonight anyway, because having people over and it's like morning time, so it's kind of good. I'll be able to avoid spoilers if we're recording.
Is everyone watching the show but me?
I don't watch
it. You don't watch Game of Thrones?
Whoa. I'm on season 4, so don't spoil anything for me. I already know some spoilers.
Roxanne, all I've seen was what I watched with like you and your friends way back when.
Oh my gosh, that was like 2 episodes
because
the
that's
power
it.
Went out.
Yes.
So you've seen the pilot the show, and episode 2.
I do want to talk about how we're all interrupting each other's Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it's only system. It's only my audio, so...
Well, Mitch, is there a way for you to verify that you're recording it while we're going so you know you're not losing anything?
Sure. I already know that that's happening. It's for any other failure of any other sort that I do not have
the
psychic power to see.
I have maybe one more thing I can try. Let me try again.
I mean, I can maybe... Hold on.
Do you think
the last time I used Audio Hijack, it screwed everything up, but I can try.
Probably because it sounds like an audio terrorist.
Yeah, it does.
Audio Hijack.
Oh, I missed you, Megan.
I miss you too. I have noise canceling headphones on, and so it's really trippy because I sound really loud.
Mm-hmm.
And
I actually don't have
all the silence, right, Jess? What's the silence?
It is weird.
It's canceling out the sound of my toddler screaming, probably.
Yeah, Tillman's already woken up, gone down, and woken up once.
Oh, poor baby.
Right. He looks Mitch, should we just start and then just keep our fingers crossed, I guess?
Oh, wait.
I hear Megan.
Oh, no, it's just recording me. I'm sorry.
That's Zach, were you being proactive in downloading while we were talking?
No, because you told me not to. We didn't tell me I should.
Well, Mitch, if it's working and you can see the bars moving, let's just go with that.
Okay, I will absolutely even test it out right now just to doubly check. Because I would hate to lose this precious moment in time.
I know. I cannot believe
it. Has it screwed up before?
It's just that it can. You don't. My whole computer could just go on the fritz, whatever. You never know. You just learn in technology to expect the unexpected.
By the way, I need like updates about where everybody is, because Mitch moved to like 17 different places in the period of like a year, and I don't even know where he lives at this point. So
Denver. I'm still in the same place.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like those of you who have children might be in the same place.
Yeah.
Oh, I just moved like 2 weeks ago. Anywhere.
You did? Where, Roxanne?
I moved to Hollywood.
Oh. Like, so you're still in Southern California.
Yes, still in SoCal, but now I no longer have to drive like 3 hours to work every morning.
Oh, good for you.
Oh my God, 3 hours? Are you kidding me?
Well, yeah, because I was still commuting from Orange County.
So how much carpool karaoke did you do?
Oh my gosh, it was so bad. I would just like zone out and pray after a while. After 10 months, I was like, no.
That's horrible.
But now it's so much better. I only live like 20 minutes away from work, so it's great.
No, John, I'm in Denver. I moved back to Denver.
Oh my God, I didn't even know that.
Yes. And the last time we talked about that, you wanted to see the mountains that I see from my home.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah, it's super cool.